Is this Chris?
Hi, it's Chris. How are you?
Oh, good.
That's
yeah,
good.
It thought you were spam.
Yeah, it was going to voicemail, so I just mentioned over there. So, yeah, how are you?
Good. I'm excited. Thank you.
That's good to hear.
I've been meaning to do this for a long time, and I did a little poking around, and your website kept coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And, obviously you are the leader in the industry, I myself have published
over 900 pages in the last 10 years, and I myself am an administrator on Wikipedia. I can share my profile with you. So I've been on Wikipedia for almost 17 years now. So let me share that over with you. Let's see over here. Perfect. Here we go. There's your chat. All right. Perfect.
So when you say you publish, oh, that's excellent. When you say you publish articles, Wikipedia article, what does that mean? You're going to publish an article about me as if it came from what is that?
Like directly from Wikipedia, right?
Okay.
That is basically, so when we're going to publish an article, it is basically going to be published on Wikipedia. So there will be a Wikipedia page by the name of Celeste E. Mattingly, if that's the name you want to use. So it'll be under that. And we'll share the draft with you. So let's suppose we start right away. I'll share a questionnaire with you. You have to fill it out. It has some open-ended and close-ended questions. All the information that you have, you can fill it out. If you don't have anything, you can just leave it as is and submit that. You will have a dedicated project manager, so he will be there to assist you in filling it out as well if you need any assistance in that. And once you receive that, we'll create a draft from it within 3 to 4 business days and share that with you. If everything is up to mark, you do not want to change anything or make any revisions to it, we'll go ahead and send it for publishing. And that's pretty much it. That's the basic package that we're getting. In the other packages, like the startup and professional, there are news articles or online articles as well, where we publish an article on you. So I believe I did a quick search by your name. It shows up as the writer. So what's the page going to be about? Tell me about that.
Well, it's really about celestial empowerment and celestial psychology. If you Google
I do see two books as well.
.com,
right. I see.
I have two books. Yep.
Celestial Psychology 2013 and 2012. Right. I do see that. So you are on Google Books and you have an unclaimed knowledge panel as well.
What is that?
So basically. So basically, let me show you. So let's see. Let's give an example of another writer. Name any famous writer, your favorite.
Mike Dooley.
Mike Dooley.
D-O-O-L-E-Y. Yeah.
Perfect. Can you re-spell his name?
D-O-O-L-E-Y.
All right. D-O-O-L-E-Y. There we go. I'm just going to share a screenshot with you. Now, he has a Google Knowledge Panel, and this is how he appears on Google when anyone types his name. So let's see over here.
Okay.
And let me send that screenshot over. There we go. I just shared a screenshot. So basically, that is how he shows up. So in the startup package, you get a Google Knowledge Panel as well. So there's your picture, all your books, everything is there.
Okay.
And if somebody writes your name on Google, this is how you show up. Let me go ahead and share a screenshot of that as well. So you have an unclaimed knowledge panel. In the screenshot, you can take a look that it says, claim this knowledge panel. So when we are creating a Wikipedia page, if you want, we can go ahead and claim that as well. So all your books, your picture, if you're comfortable and you want your picture over there as well, so we can attach those as well. So that would greatly improve your search engine optimization ranking and all.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
And Do you sell those books anywhere? On Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or anywhere? On Amazon.
They're just on Amazon, they're self-published.
They're self-published. So basically, that would greater increase the organic search of the books as well and bring more traffic over as well.
Okay. All right, so if you just quickly look at celestialempowerment.com, that's
a
huge
website.
Let me go
ahead and take a look. Just a moment. Let's see. All right, there we go. That's basically coming up as the fourth search on Google or so. The ranking is a bit down. The first is Psychology Today, then Facebook, and then Celestial Empowerment. Let's see. It is taking a bit of time to load up. There we go. Perfect. Right, I do see the website. See a small info over you as well. Let's see.
Yep.
Perfect.
And then I have another older website that I left up for Celestial Psychology, which has quite a bit of old blog posts and everything that are still there. So I do have a presence, but it really will.
It's basically jumbled up, so it's all over the place, basically. So I do see that. I do see that over here. So this is something we can definitely, this is something right over upper alley, so we can definitely work on that. That is not an issue. I do see the Amazon ranking of the book as well. Let's see. All right. Kindle edition, so.
It's really low, yeah. It's not.
Right. So Kindle and paperback. And again, I'm pretty, you're not making much on this. I mean, Amazon is charging you 30-40% from the sales, so I can definitely understand. So down the road, we can definitely assist you with setting up sales on your own personal website as well. So that way, the whole amount goes directly towards you rather than going to Amazon and others. So let's see.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah. All right, and then, so Mike Dooley, he has a website called tut.com, T-U-T, The Universe Talks, that's what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
But would the website, would Celestial Empowerment be my main name, or would we put this under Celeste Mattingly?
So it's up to
person?
You. It's up to you. How do you prefer it? I would suggest to be under your name. Because you're the writer, so anything down the road, let's suppose you go into a different genre or a different niche. So you should be the brand rather than Celestial
Empowerment. Yeah, okay. All right. And then, but the article itself will include links to my website.
That is correct. And your website, your social media, all the links that you want to be there, they'll be there.
Okay.
So in the questionnaire that we'll be sharing with you, it'll have a section where you can attach all the links. So if you have any articles online, any press releases, any testimonials, you can simply attach a link. And so basically we'll extract the information from that questionnaire and we'll do our own research online as well. And then we'll create a draft and share that with you. You have a full say in the draft. So if there's any piece of information that you do not like, you wish to remove, or there's any piece of information missing that you might want to add, so we can do that. It can be as detailed as you want or as brief as you want. It's totally up to you. There's no word limit.
Okay. Wow, that's great. Okay.
And
so let's go
honest,
for the middle road one. The
middle one. The starter package?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead with the starter package. Let me go ahead and generate the invoice for that. And
And can I do payments with it, like half and half or something?
Half and half. Would you like to do $750 right now and $750 towards the end of the month before publishing, when we're sending it for publishing?
Yes, please.
Perfect. I'll split it in two. So starter package for $750 and $750 towards the end of the month.
Yes, please.
Perfect. Just allow me a moment. Let me go ahead and create an invoice. And should I share that on the chat or should I stay on call? If you have any questions, you can ask to me.
Yeah, we don't have to stay on the call. I just got another call coming in, too, so I will.
Are there any other questions?
You're going to send me the invoice via the chat. And will I be able to pay it right there?
You'll be able to pay it right there. You just have to click on the link, and you just have to enter the information, hit send. You'll automatically receive a paid invoice. And just let me know once it's paid on the chat, and I'll go ahead and assign a project manager, and he'll be there with you.
Oh, that's great. Oh, wow. This is terrific. I'm so excited. I've wanted to do this for years, and I've been
I can definitely understand
thinking,
that.
How do you do it, and who does it, and I have to do it now. I can't wait anymore. I'm 72. I got to get going here.
I mean, you got to put your legacy online over there for everyone. I mean, now's the right time.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
And if I may ask, are you available on WhatsApp on this number?
No, I don't have that.
You don't have one. No worries. So this is a number where you can reach me, and a project manager will also be reaching out to you. So would you prefer it to be over emails? Communication
in
future.
I can't call you back at this.
You can give me a call back. You can give me a call back at this number at any time.
Okay.
So I was just asking if there's a preference by you where you want to be reached out on email, or you're comfortable with over the phone as well. So the project manager can reach out to you over the phone as well.
I'm going to put this number and your name in my contact list, so it'll come up. Will it come up?
Perfect. I'll give you a text. I'll drop you a text from my personal number as well in case you're unable to reach. This is our office number, so in case you're unable to reach me over here, I'll drop a text from my personal number as well with my name, Chris Gray.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
Perfect. Just allow me a moment. I'm just generating an invoice. I'll share that over the chat with you.
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
Very good.
No worries. Bye-bye. Looking forward to working with you.
Okay, likewise. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay.